For the second day, firefighters near Camarillo, northwest of Los Angeles, dealt with shifting winds as they fought to contain this wildfire. By Friday, the blaze had scorched more than 4,000 hectares of brush and damaged 15 houses. Tony McHale, a firefighter, said dry weather has brought an early fire season.
It'll probably be a very busy fire season throughout the West. It's been a very dry spring. We've already been getting a lot of starts very early in the fire season. Here we are in May. There's been a number of incidents here in California.
Crews have brought in heavy equipment, and firefighters are attacking the blazes from the ground and air. The American Red Cross is helping people who have fled their homes in the fire's path, says Jim McGee, who heads the organization's regional office.
People that need shelter, food, clothing, and in some cases emotional support. We have nurses on site here helping people deal with the trauma of this emergency.
This emergency shelter is in a local church. Its pastor, Rob Oram, says the community is supportive.
Most of the time we watch the news and watch it happen to other people. But it was really beautiful to see how, with this event, the community really came together. We had people coming out of the woodwork to offer food and donations and volunteer to come and help. And in a way, I think it really kind of knit our community together.
But firefighters remain at the mercy of the weather as they work to control a brush fire that is still far from being contained. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.